question of what's on your mind. And waking up to a blizzard in April qualifies, I think, for a good April Fool's joke. We don't have to do anything else but to look around, look over your shoulder the rest of the day wondering if somebody's going to play a joke on you, because Mother Nature already did, for crying out loud. Anyway, coming up with a program we call What's On Your Mind Today, which, by the way, has me mobile today due to, obviously, some weather impacts. You know, I almost got stuck. Well, actually, I did get stuck, but I managed to unstuck myself in the school parking lot today during the drop-off. And I've told everybody about being Mr. Mom since last Wednesday, when my wife and son Alex and daughter Hannah headed out for New York City. Well, they were making their way back last night, and guess what? Didn't make it all the way home. Ended up stranding two buses in Alexandria, Minnesota, just as a, I think, a very smart precaution, given the fact the closer they got to home, I think it did not look good last night with that blizzard. Actually, Fargo-Moorhead only ended up with probably less than 2 inches, but obviously the visibility was horrendous. And, you know, it is amazing with that amount of wind what havoc even a couple of inches can do, clogging up some of the areas, which is one of the reasons that traffic is moving a little sluggish today. A lot of snow blowers out there, whatnot. We have a new feature we're going to start today on the program called the Golden Girls. We have Ellen Ratner, of course, a longtime correspondent on programs I've done over the years. Who is a card-carrying lefty. You don't get much further left than the one and only Ellen Ratner. And so Ellen from the left and Blanquita Cullum from the right make up the Golden Girls, and they're going to join us each day to talk about some issues in the news. Obviously, Obamacare will probably be front and center today. I get a real kick out of this spin that's going on the Obamacare signups on the exchanges. When you talk about 7 million people having signed up. This whole mess started because we were told there were 40 million people that were uninsured. Now we mandate it. They have to get it, and we're cheering when 7 million sign up? I don't get it. And 7 million is, a little above the estimates of what they thought they would be at when things were running off the rails earlier, but that's because they kept lowering the expectations on how many people would ultimately sign up. So isn't it easy to meet your goals when you keep lowering your expectations on the front end? When things go goofy, it seems a little odd, but the cheerleading that's going on here is rather humorous to watch. So anyway, we'll do the Golden Girls. We'll tackle that topic today on the program. Mark the Freedom Poet soon, and we'll shovel in. He'll be here in just a little bit to join me as well, and we'll run through the news headlines of the day as well. In our 9 o'clock hour, we will find out if this is the last weather event of the year. I sure hope it is. I don't know about you, but this is enough of an April Fool's joke. Significant, when I say weather event, I guess I mean winter weather event. Anything behind this? There's some talk of snowfall and some things later in the week, but I don't think anything nearing a blizzard category. But we're going to check in with the weather service and just find out, okay, is this it? Are we done? Is this enough? And by the way, the interstates have opened now as well. So things are clearing out on the roads, but we'll keep you updated on all that. Christopher Horner, who is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, is going to join us on the UN's Global Warming Report. He has written two books on global warming, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming and Environmentalism, and Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed. My question, how much of this new UN report is just that? Threats or fraud or deception designed to keep us misinformed? It's a guy that knows these things, the chapter and verse, and we're going to look forward to visiting with him a little bit today on the program about what he has unearthed in this new global warming report, which, if you haven't seen it, is full of all kinds of alarmist buzz phrases. And, again, really suggesting as though the sky is falling. I know that many of our listeners do not believe the sky is falling. That's why we love our listeners, but we love to arm you with the facts so you can put the news headlines you see into context, and we'll do that again today. And now I've actually taken the broadcast outside And actually pretty nice. I mean, not April nice, but compared to yesterday, we don't have the wind. The birds are still chirping. There's a lot of blue sky. And things aren't exactly too bad out here in the aftermath of the blizzard. All right, what else are we going to tackle for you today on the program? One of the questions that has come up on school cancellations is the question of when you make the call. And schools in the West made the decision Sunday night to cancel school in anticipation of the blizzard that was coming, which did come for the most part, right? Came pretty late in Fargo, but everywhere else I think it came as predicted. Do you want to know the night before? Do you think that's good, prudent, you know, planning so you can get ahead of it? Or do you see it as a, I wonder if Fargo Public Schools, for instance, had known this storm was going to roll in, you know, 2:30, 3 o'clock. I mean, to be fair, the interstate's closed at about 3:30, 29 North, as well as 94 West. So my question is, probably would have had some difficulty getting kids out of school at that point, but they probably easily could have gone till noon, 1 o'clock. You want to know in advance. In other words, the night before. Or do you think that's...
not wise. They're doing that more and more, and I don't exactly know why. I haven't quite figured that out. Because it just doesn't mean it make any sense. In fact, I don't ever remember, other than when you're in the middle of a bad storm already, where school would be canceled before you actually got to the school day when I was growing up. Mark, do you remember, growing up in a small town, northwest Minnesota, they'd cancel school the night before?
No, not ever.
It's a lot, isn't it?
I've been having a digging party. Well, I actually helped shovel out. There's a bunch of kids will be late, though. Their bus was stuck three times. Me and a couple others had to dig them out, and our garages were 2-foot drifts, and we were snowed completely, and my apartment door was snowed shut. So,
and that's, again, though, that's not a lot of snow that did that. That's just a lot of wind that did that, right?
Enormous wind, yeah. Yeah, and so it's been, I worked up a pretty good sweat this morning.
A shoveling party you have going there, huh?
We had a wonderful shoveling party, yes, sir.
Well, how nice. Karen in North Fargo wants to weigh in. Karen, do you like the idea that they cancel school the night before?
First of all, Ed Schultz has become a Republican again. April Fool.
Yeah, that's a good April Fool's. Yeah, good one. Good one. Good. I thought the blizzard was enough of an April Fool's joke. I thought we were done. But anyway, what else is on your mind, Karen?
Well, I remember us living north of Bismarck and southeast of Minot, listening to K-Fire early in the morning, hoping there would be a school closing. But just think, if they just said it the night before, if there was communication so they could say it the night before, and you could go to sleep knowing there was no school the next day, it would be wonderful.
So the old
days, that's a good
idea. The old days, though, you would find out in the morning, right? This is a little unusual to have found out on.
It was great fun listening for your town to be called
absolutely,
absolutely. Fire Radio early in the morning.
I agree with you. That's part of the reason I'd rather know the morning of, right? You know, that I remember, you know, just breathlessly with the radio cranked up, waiting to hear your town. And then somebody would hand the announcer a note saying, no school. I know it's all high tech now. You get a phone call and scrolls on the TV and you find out the night before. It kind of takes the fun out of it, I think. Karen, appreciate the call. And again, precaution is always safe when you're dealing with children. I get that. You want to be very careful. And so it makes sense. The Weather Service had predicted the storm to move in a little earlier than it did. And again, it ultimately did impact at least the closing of school because by that time roads were a little rough. But I think it's fair to say that Fargo schools Fargo-Moorhead schools could have had no problem for at least a half a day yesterday. And, you know, the track of the storm did mess that up a little bit. All right, take a break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind. What's your take on it? 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number. 855-200-1776. The What's on Your Mind program rolling for a Tuesday, the 1st of April. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about NESID Consulting Service, go to NESIDconsulting.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All right, just checking out some of the road reports here. And by the way, if you are out and about, want to pass along road conditions, feel free to call us at 855-200-1776. I'm showing some sort of blockage on I-29 about Hillsboro, and I'm not exactly sure what that is. 94 has reopened. 29 is reopened. South Dakota to the Canadian border on I-29, and it was closed as far as Bismarck West out of Fargo. Same with Highway 2. But they are showing a closed or blocked, I don't know if it's just one of the lanes or what, but if you're 29 northbound between Fargo and Hillsboro and could tell us what that is, let me know. It's on the Department of Transportation map without much in the way of explanation. Let me see if I can find out more about that. And 855-200-1776 is our telephone number. Looks like it's 200. It shows up on the interstate, but it looks like it's at 200. So maybe it's the, okay. 4.4 miles east of Interstate 29 in Hillsboro on Highway 200, they show a road closure incident there, and travel speeds reduced. So, again, east of I-29 on 200, if you take the 200 exit, you're going to have something to deal with there. Otherwise, everything's rolling. Now, it's not exactly perfect. Scattered ice conditions, Canadian border, all the way down to just north of the Highway 200 interchange, and then from about the Highway 200 interchange to the Harwood area, you've got some scattered snowdrifts. And 94, if you're westbound, you're looking at pretty clear sailing until about Jamestown. That stretch of Jamestown is scattered ice, and then Bismarck west to the border of the Montana border also looks a little, well, just scattered ice is what they're calling it. So let's take a look on the Minnesota side for you as well, and welcome your first-hand reports at 855-200-1776 today on the program. By the way, the official county snowfall amount says 3.6 inches. 3.6 inches is what the official weather looks like. Now, Minnesota obviously is getting this a day later, so there are portions of northern Minnesota that are getting some rather sketchy road conditions here. I'm taking a look, and a good chunk, in fact, the full northern half of Minnesota has difficult driving conditions at this point. Minnesota's DOT website is the absolute worst. There's a good chunk of northwest North Dakota is hazardous driving conditions, and the entire northern half of Minnesota has difficult driving conditions. So that's some areas you need to be watchful for. One particular area here, I-94 in both directions, a lane is closed because of the utility work. Short delays, width limit is in effect. And that is I-94, just one lane closed between Minnesota 114. That's about 2 miles west of the Alexandria area. And exit 103, which is 1 mile east of the Alexandria area. Lane closed because of utility work. Short delays possible. There is width limit in effect, width limit of 16 feet going right now. All right, so that's one particular issue. I don't know what kind of utility work would be being done there, but I-94... looks like Rossay, driving conditions difficult, drifting snow on the roadway, expect for blowing snow, look out for ice on the roadway, and it looks like pretty much from Alexandria on up is what you can expect, those pretty difficult driving conditions. And again, the extreme northwest northwest Minnesota corner is one step up from that, which they would call hazardous driving conditions. Sorry. One emailer says, "Hey, what blizzard are you talking about? All I'm aware of was a minor late season snowstorm." The Weather Service defines a blizzard based on wind. So if you've got any kind of snow, sleet, and significant wind, you got a blizzard. Well, we certainly had the winds cranking around last night and late afternoon. So that's the blizzard we're talking about for the benefit of the emailer. There's no reason they could have had to have school. They could not have had school until at least noon yesterday. Could probably have shortened the day until about 2 p.m. and the kids would have had plenty of time to get home. Why does anyone put any credibility in the local meteorologists and their weather reports? When was the last time they predicted a storm correctly? All the alarms do is make folks less likely to believe the next severe weather warning. As for a real blizzard, how about the one in March of 66? Now, that was a blizzard. I can remember all of our schools, four buses, being stranded in town. Heck, we had around 20 kids bunked and fed at our house. And I remember us older kids going outside to play touch football in the drifts. That sounds like fun, doesn't it? We even had basketball practice as the whole team was snowed in town. But we shoveled out four doors to get into school before we finally showed the coach the windows that didn't lock. And we literally slid down the drift into the school through the window. The drift on Maine was about 30 feet high, and we had no warning because it was nice in the morning. But that was a real storm. Yeah. I hear you. Now, as far as relying on local meteorologists and their weather reports, I believe all of the school announcements that I've seen explaining the decision to close were from the National Weather Service. And again, I think the National Weather Service would say what we predicted happened. It might have been a little later than they thought. Well, I think it was a little bit later than they thought in Fargo. But getting that exactly right of when this is going to hit is a little on the dicey side. But I think the winds alone fairly are enough to call this thing a blizzard. So anyway, let's tackle some other topics that we'll be dealing with today on What's on Your Mind. And give you a little bit of a preview of what we'll tackle today on the show. As I mentioned, the Golden Girls segment is coming up here in a moment. Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum on the news of the day. North Dakota Industrial Commission has okayed an oil field waste treatment facility in Dunn County. What do you think of this idea for U.S. Automobiles to have rear-view cameras by 2018? You know, I actually have an opinion that might be at odds with the conventional wisdom on that one. I think we tend to rely on those things a little too much, and that actually makes us a little more dangerous. For instance, I have a rear-view cam in the Taurus, and it's this little tiny, you know, I don't know, inch and a half by inch and a half screen. And I totally look at that when I'm backing up rather than turn around. I think they make us a little more complacent. I don't know what you think. The USDA has come out with a suggestion for grandparents. Read government bedtime stories to encourage healthy eating. You got to be kidding me. You think, A, the kids would listen, B, the grandparents would listen, or C, this is a good idea? What's your take on this? That's a beauty. The Golden Girls will tackle that topic, and of course, Obamacare coming up. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Top of the hour, digging out from our April Fool's joke, known as yet another blizzard. We insert today in the program a new feature called the Golden Girls, where we have longtime lovable liberal Ellen Ratner joining us again on the program. How are you, Ellen?
I'm just fine, and of course we also have that right winger.
We have, yes, we have somebody to keep Ellen in check, which I'm just thrilled about. I no longer have to do this. It's the one and only Blanquita Cullum.
How are you?
From the right. I'm wonderful, BQ. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I think we have chianophobia, which is a real fear of snow. I want to make it stop, man.
Oh, my gosh. This is ridiculous. A blizzard at the end of March. Can you believe this?
I can't. I'm thinking we're going to have to make a sacrifice or something.
Well, you know something, the nice thing about the snow is that it helps people focus inside, and inside means health care, which is why I love healthcare.gov.
How can anybody?
The funny thing about that is they're trying to say that 7 million people registered, which, you know, they have no numbers. They can't prove it. The thing broke down twice. Jay Carney's saying, you know, they don't cook the books. And it made me think of the old Groucho Marx line about there's only one way to find out if a man is honest. Ask him. If he says yes, you know he's a crook. If he's saying did they cook the books and he says no, you know they did.
Well, not to mention even on the 7 million, I mean, didn't they keep lowering the bar on what the number was going to be? So, you know, it's easy to meet your goals or exceed your goals when you get to set what your goals are.
Well, but let's be fair. They said that they wanted about 6 to 8 million people to sign up by the deadline, and they have. So they have met their goals. I think it's a great program. I think it's going to bring health insurance to people. I think that it is going to allow hospitals to plan, and it's just the best thing since sliced bread, I think.
And you know, the funny thing is, the numbers about people who really didn't have insurance is like about maybe 300,000 or 400,000 people that actually registered. The other thing is, when you think about how many people comprise the population of the United States, it's like 314 million people. And you have maybe 1 million people that have signed up for this thing because they can't give you any actual feedback. I think it's a pretty big disaster.
Now, wait a minute, BQ, did I hear you say that the people that did not have insurance out of the 7 million is less than 1 million people? Did you say 300,000 to 400,000?
Well, that's what they're saying. They're trying to say that maybe it was as much as 1 million, but they have no data to prove it. And look, you know, it's the old line, if you can trust but verify, give us the information. If we're going to be putting ourselves out there and having to sit there and sweat and feel like you've got some agency that's coming after you, one guy said to me that he couldn't afford the premiums. He was too broke. He couldn't afford insurance anyway. If you're worried about people coming after you, then honestly, we should be able to have the data. Why is it the IRS and now Obamacare can't be forthright with the American people? We have to be. Why can't they be?
Say, Ellen, what is, you know, wasn't this whole enterprise about insuring people that were not insured? I mean, if we're going to measure it on any standard, it ought to be on how many people that didn't have insurance now have insurance. And according to BQ's numbers, it sounds like a big old bust.
Well, I don't think so at all, and I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And I also think the two of you, being Republicans that you are going to try and use this as, you know, a knife in the Democratic Party in the 2014 elections, and you're not going to be successful.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, Ellen, they're already you've got a whole lot of Democrats trying to do a new dance. Their dance is, okay, it wasn't perfect. Let's see how we can fix it. The problem is, it's so bad, it's gonna, and it really, you talk about increasing a mistrust in the government. The fact of the matter is, the old joke about in the 60s was, you know, be careful, I'm from the federal government and I'm here to help you. That stands out more than ever. People go, don't help me.
What? Let me ask you a question. Somebody like me, I'm not eligible yet for Medicare. I am missing one eye. I was paying $2,000 a month for health care, and now I don't have to pay that. So somebody like me thinks that this is the best thing in the world, and there's a lot of me's out there.
Yeah, but there's not enough me's to justify this, Ellen, and certainly not enough me's out there who didn't have health insurance to begin with. The fact of the matter is, even you're seeing a rise in the numbers of millennials who are not supporting the president. They feel like it's their ox that's getting gored. They see that they're going to be saddled with this for the rest of their lives and their children's lives, and they don't like it.
All right, I got to ask you about another subject, it's seems creepy to me, but I want Golden Girls, Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum here. The USDA. U.S. Department of Agriculture is telling grandparents to read government bedtime stories to their grandkids to encourage healthy eating. Does this seem creepy to you, BQ?
I think that's the best thing since sliced bread again. I'm sorry to use the sliced bread analogy twice, but I'll tell you something. Why not encourage kids to eat healthily, and why not have bedtime stories that encourage that rather than Coca-Cola and fries and everything?
Yeah, but the only problem is, Ellen, have you ever read anything written by somebody from the federal government that didn't put you to sleep? Well, I guess maybe that's the reason. Because, honestly, the word is weighed by the pound. Federal government writing is like the closest thing to taking a nap. So you may not come out knowing much about health care. You will get the kid to sleep, because I guarantee even the grandparent will go to sleep if they're reading federal government stories.
Who thinks of this stuff, though? I mean, come on.
Yeah,
I mean, really.
I think it's a great idea. I'm sure they did some focus groups. I'm sure they found out what kids were eating. I think this is what we pay our taxes for.
Yeah, but Ellen, what he's saying is, who are the people that have come up with these screwball ideas? Frankly, I don't have a problem with grandparents reading stories. I love to read stories to my grandkids, and they eat pretty darn healthy. But the thing of it is, to make the federal government be part of it, why do we constantly have to have the role of parents and grandparents usurped by the federal government? Who made the federal government smarter than a grandparent and a parent? Now, if they made a reading list of recommended books to read, that might be different. But I don't want the federal government coming in.
And that might be halfway interesting, that weaves in a healthy story about whatever. But I mean, when you start suggesting a reading list for grandparents to kids, I think it goes from reasonable idea to creepy, to tell you the truth. We asked our listeners this on the Facebook page, by the way, and you can weigh in. Kathleen says creepy, but kids might fall asleep faster. Chris says, holy smokes, grandparents giving their grandkids hugs and bedtime stories. When will the insanity end? A little tongue in cheek there. Don says, what's next? Government drones monitoring child rearing? Government already begging kids to go outside and play an hour a day. Hey, Gov, you've got enough messes to try and fix. Stay away from our kids,
absolutely,
says Don. So you can weigh in on
it. I take it back. Look, the government is comprised with a lot of people with some very safe jobs. Why do we think that the government, the big government, knows more than the average grandparent and mom and dad about what's going on in their life? Keep the government out of the bedroom. Keep the government out of the kids raising. Keep the government out of health care.
And I think
right, what else has
the government's
got you?
Job. I think we need a strong government to help people along.
Winnie the Pooh doesn't cut it anymore? Yeah, Vicky says, this is just creepy. Read them stories, Winnie the Pooh, Mother Goose, or Anne of Green Gables, for heaven's sake. Kids don't need government indoctrination on food at bedtime reading.
And let them read Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse and have some fun and not try to make their little lives
heavy. I think
heavy
we ought to get
time.
Mickey Mouse to tell people how to eat properly. Otherwise, we're all going to
well,
write healthcare bills for people eating too many French fries.
Well, the thing of it
well,
is,
well, I'm saying go to Disney, and get them to write the book about it, then and then put it on the shelves and let everything else decide. This sounds like they want them to read some pamphlet to them to make them, sleepy.
God.
It's kind of
spare me,
kinda crazy.
Give me a break, man. I mean, it's crazy. Washington D.C. First of all, you think of the person that's trying to justify their job that goes on forever. Once you get a government job, you never get fired. I mean, they can't fire you. So, why do we think real people out there having to live and die by getting jobs that they have to be able to actually accomplish something should be listening to some government bureaucrat who may or may not have kids? Give me a break.
All right, only a couple minutes left. What else has got you two revved up? Ellen, anything else in your mind you want
to
tackle
totally
here today on the Golden Girls?
I'm about the health care issue, obviously. But the other thing that has me revved up today is the fact that we have an American company, Caterpillar, and this is not an April Fool's joke, who hid money, tax money, away from the taxpayers. And this is where government needs to come down strong.
Well, I just want to see government have their own accountability. You know, the old thing about, after you tell me what's wrong with you, then tell me what's wrong with me. If the government can be as accountable as they're going to make Caterpillar, then I might be thinking this is the right thing to do. Show me the numbers with health care. Show me all of the stuff that they're trying to hide. And then I feel better about the company on the outside that has to jump through more hoops than the government.
Well,
BQ, anything got you revved up today?
What's got me revved up is that I know people are tired of hearing about this Flight 371 from Malaysia, but you know what? I think that Americans and people who are concerned about the human beings that were lost or maybe not lost in that flight need to demand more accountability in that from the Malaysian government on what they knew and when they knew it.
This story has been absolutely bizarre, hasn't it? It's consumed us with so little information. I've never seen so much media speculation in my life.
Well,
and, Ellen,
I just came back from China, and they are also upset about it. Very.
Yeah, I mean, the next thing you know, CNN's going to start bringing up the old stories about the Bermuda Triangle. Give me a break. You talk about accountability in journalism. The idea that CNN would waste time and try to start talking about the potential for that plane to go into a black hole is really obscene.
I understand, Ellen. You probably know better, hanging around with all your Fox News channel friends, that this has been a big ratings magnet. Anytime you talk about the plane, the ratings soar. It's kind of saved CNN from the ratings doldrums. Is that right?
Well, it is true. I mean, but people have a reason to be upset about this because planes just should not disappear. And frankly, Malaysian Airlines, who now released a real transcript of the last communication, didn't tell the truth.
We think they did, Ellen. We think they did. I mean, would you take a flight out of Malaysia? Would you take a Malaysian flight?
No, I would not take Malaysian Airlines. I think we can agree on.
I think that's
perfect. How about that? We're going to end on an agreement. What a wonderful deal. The Golden Girls, ladies and gentlemen, great fun. From the left, the lovable liberal, Ellen Ratner, and from the right, the delightful conservative. The Golden Girls, Blanquita Cullum and Ellen Ratner, thank you two. Have a great day.
Thank you.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Self-reliance. Survival supplies. Survival skills. National experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones. Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a Miracle Chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Before the top of the hour, first day of April, we had a report of 15 inches of snow in Valley City. Holy buckets! 3.6 inches in some areas of Cass County, according to some spotters on the National Weather Service website. We are going to talk with the National Weather Service a little later on in the program again about two things. One, whether or not this storm was different in any way than they forecasted, timing-wise, etc., And obviously that led to schools letting out a little bit. I think all of the schools that closed, with the exception of Fargo, probably were the only ones that Fargo would be the one you'd question a little bit, just to say, did they need to close yesterday? And so we're going to deal with that topic a little bit. And I also want your take on the USDA suggesting that grandparents read bedtime stories to their grandkids about healthy eating. There's something very creepy about that to me. Very, very creepy. Anyway, maybe I'm all wet. You can decide today on the program. Let's tell you about the weather and looking at the road conditions. Not ideal by any stretch. A lot of especially for Minnesota travelers, a lot of difficult driving conditions. There was a lot of areas of Barnesville on down south on 94 that had a ton of rain. And so there was more rain than there was snow. And once that froze, the conditions are super icy, So a little difficult out there as well. So very challenging, without question. And also some parts of North Dakota remain ice, compacted snow, scattered ice, scattered snow drifts, and just to deal ahead. Unless you're in the northern tier, with the exception of the Devil's Lake, Grafton, Park River, you know, Botno area, everything west of that is fine on the northern third of the state. But otherwise, everything else is some issues. There's some patches where things are clearing up. Jamestown to Bismarck looks pretty good right now, as an example. Fargo to Tower City looks okay about right now. So some stretches. It's getting better as we go. Let's tell you about the weather here and see how long we're going to be dealing with blizzard aftermath-like conditions. 12 degrees right now in Fargo with a high headed for 26 degrees. And the winds will die down here by just before lunch today. It's going to be chilly tonight, 3 for an overnight low. Back to 35 tomorrow, 39 Thursday, and 39 Friday, with a chance of some precip in there. Saturday, sunny and 48 degrees. So not too bad there. Mix of clouds and sun, high 26 today. Winds northwest, north-northwest at 20 to 30. So still blowing around pretty good. That'll die down tonight. All right? Out of the oil patch, plenty of sunshine, a high of 31 today, east-southeast wind at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, low about 12, wind southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Forecast looks decent, 51 by Saturday, so that'll be nice. 37 tomorrow, 39 Thursday, 39 Friday, and again 51 Saturday with a low of 30 degrees. Isn't that a welcome change? Let's roll through and look, give you a look at what we're looking at temp-wise right now. It's 8 in Williston, headed for 33 there. 3 in Watford City, headed for 30 there. 6 in Newtown, headed for 28 today there. Stanley, 6 and headed for 30. Columbus, 8 above, headed for 33 today. Back in the east, cloudy skies in Grand Forks, 8 degrees there now, 24 degrees. Grand Forks really got socked with the snow and the wind yesterday for sure. Hillsboro, 12 above, 6 in Grafton, Kindred, 12. Most of the cities in the valley here were just shy of 30 degrees today, 12 degrees right now, headed for 28 in Breck. Fergus Falls, there's a haze, about 12 degrees above zero. It'll be about 28 degrees. Detroit Lake, some light snow showers still there at 12 right now. Thiefer Falls, 8 degrees, but fair skies. Warroad, 12 and cloudy at this hour. South Dakota, 8 above right now, headed for 30 in Watertown. Sioux Falls is 15, Aberdeen is 6 degrees at this hour. So you have a sense of what we're looking at weather-wise there. Did I tell you the temp in Fargo? I can't remember if I did, but I will as soon as I get it in front of me. It is sitting right now at 12 degrees above zero, 26 again the high, and the blustery stuff at least through about the lunch hour today. Road conditions worse on the Minnesota side than the North Dakota side. The patch, you're doing fine, A-OK, all the way. Minot to Williston, north and south, Watford City, Sydney, the whole thing looking pretty darn good up there in the oil patch. It'll take a while in the valley, some ice and scattered conditions, and on the Minnesota side, things looking a little rough there as well, so be careful there. 7:30 this morning, they still had a travel alert for Jamestown, Valley City, Edgeley, Ashley, Ellendale, and surrounding areas. I think most of that must be lifted by now. And, of course, that alert, anyway, just means you can still travel in those areas, but conditions change. Motorists encouraged to reduce speeds, drive according to the conditions. All right, we're going to open up the phones here, and here's a question for you. Do you like knowing that schools are going to close the night before? Is it a good idea to get ahead of that? Or is that rife with all kinds of peril, i.e. what happened in Fargo yesterday? Why is that new? Also, USDA recommendations for grandparents. Creepy or common sense? When they say, read your kids stuff about healthy eating, or your grandkids. Talk about that coming.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people.
When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.